Welcome to the Licking County Locker Room Show, featuring a local high school from Licking County, interviewing their coaches, players, athletic directors, and more on Kate 98.7. Tonight's show comes to you live from Ship Brothers Brewing in downtown Newark. Brought to you by Licking Memorial Health Systems, Wilson Concrete, Lepi and Associates, and Ship Brothers Brewing.
And a pleasant good Monday evening, everyone. Welcome to another season of the Licking County Locker Room. We are live at Ship Brothers, downtown Newark. Beautiful night. Come on down. We've had enough rain, Mother Nature giving us a reprieve. So it's a beautiful night for you to come on down to Newark, have some great food, great drinks, and get a chance to learn a little bit about Northridge this evening as we welcome in the Vikings. We're going to talk some girls soccer, football as well. So we're happy to have them as our first guest contestant. I don't know if they can't really win anything. Maybe not contestant, but they get food, so maybe it could be contestant. But we're happy to have Northridge with us on this Monday evening. I'm Brian Mays, and let's welcome in, first of all, Northridge's first year head coach of girls soccer, that being Coach Kurt Householder. Coach, you probably should retire right now. You're 2-0, man. You're undefeated. This is when you walk away. But first, thanks so much for joining us, and let's talk about the season so far. You're off to a 2-0 start. You defeated Zanesville 4-2, and then on Saturday, early morning game at 11, I think it was, you took care of North Union 5-2, got four goals, I believe, in that second half. So let's talk about the girls and what you've liked so far.
Yeah, the girls have done a super job. It starts back in June. All the off-season work, all the buying into the weight room and mobility, agility, all that stuff. And so then buying into the whole new system, mm-hmm. you know, being a new coach and some of the things that we want to establish and building upon the past that was so strong. I mean, the program's been around for 5 years, so the last 4 years, what Craig Travis and that group of coaches and those girls, the program that they were able to build, now just building upon that. But again, with any new coach, there's different things, and some of that's coming just with our, you know, some of the play that we have. So moving the ball, passing as far as combination type of things. So we're really excited how the girls are training and buying into, you know, a little bit different system. So
you mentioned that you were assisting them and helping out last year. You get 11 victories last year, win a first-round tournament game, defeat Watkins for the first time in school history. A lot of firsts when you have a program in its infancy and being year five, but to be where this program is, it's been a pretty solid rise year in and year out, and here you are in this fifth
sure.
year.
Yeah, we've got, you know, 31 girls again this year, last year, really close to that. So, again, a lot of credit to, you know, the coaches in the past and the way that they were able to recruit kids and help them to buy into the game itself, you know, and being a part of something, you know, bigger than them as well. And so, sure enough, we've got a great group of kids, both varsity and a JV group. So we'll be in action, not just this Wednesday as a varsity team, but as a JV team, we'll play Newark this week.
You, as we talked about before we came on the air, you have been coaching with the club level and different things for almost 3 decades, I believe is what you said.
Yeah,
you look much better after 3 decades than I do. I got to give you a lot of credit for that. Transitioning from, is that a significant transition from a coaching style at a club level when you get to a high school, or has it been a pretty seamless transition for you?
I feel like as a coach, it's been a pretty seamless transition. Again, like, you know, we had talked earlier, just, you know, having 30 seasons worth of club ball. You know, in high school, you got a different mix of kids. You got kids that have grown up playing club ball. Kids that are coming from rec. Some never playing at all, but want to be a part, you know, of a team, that atmosphere in high school. And so, the good news is, you know, all are welcome and all can come in if they've got the right heart and the right focus. You know, we can teach and go with that. So, I feel like the system has been something the girls can learn and just bring in that experience with club, not just that, you know, your younger levels, but all the way up through high school. Having that experience absolutely has been beneficial, and, you know, certainly the level of competition, you know, that we've been able to go up against. So really, you know, I feel like having that experience has helped in preparation as a team, but also for individual players.
And you have been able to see the growth of this sport at the club level, too, of more and more girls every year getting involved or wanting to take a look at this sport. I mean, just talk about how you've seen this really evolve over the last few years.
Sure, yeah. Just, you know, I go back to some of those very first years, and, you know, we were just looking for kids. And coming from some rural area, you know, like where I grew up, there wasn't, I was always a huge focus with soccer. And so, again, to see, you know, in some of the suburban areas, you had more growth. But then in the rural areas, it wasn't always available. And so to see kids step into that game and to learn that game. And one of my favorite parts is, again, at such a young age, kids can learn to be pretty successful at the sport. It's such a great sport. It's such a creative game. Just so to see kids engage in that way is really cool.
And I'm dating myself here, but it's what I do every Monday, so it is what it is. But there's been pockets where the game has tried to grow, like we had when Pele came and was part of wasn't Major League Soccer then, but, you know, there was a little bit of growth and fun, and then it kind of died down. And then you got a couple more opportunities in the World Cup every 4 years. But it seems now it is now entrenched in the American sports fabric, I believe, especially with the youth. I mean, we have the multiple leagues now. You've got the NWSL from a women's perspective, and it's much more on TV, even on YouTube, things of that nature. So it really seems to be now part of the fabric of sports, especially when you're young, to get involved. And
yeah,
again, 30 years ago, I don't know that I would have taken that bet, but it just seems to have gravitated to families and young kids, and
sure,
here we go.
Yeah, 30 years ago, you know, Columbus Crew is joining the city. And,
yeah.
But again, you look at the rise in the sport, even, you know, this year with the World Cup, it was so great, you know, being in America, and, you know, the number of people that weren't necessarily fans or didn't understand the sport, but got involved. And,
right.
And so, again, just that repetitiveness of it being more and more publicized and not just the sport in the suburban areas, but now growing across the country. We've always known worldwide.
Yeah.
It's the number one. And it's a game that's so simple. All you need is the ball to play. And so I think that's part of that beauty and the reason you have so many that have taken to it.
It is simple, but there's so many more dynamics that I think the sports audience is finally understanding. Like, it was, you know, kick the ball and go. No, there's angles. There are plays that,
yeah,
and I think we saw that a lot at the World Cup, how teams are trying to attack defenses differently, or you would play three up or maybe go five back. It seems to me like it's gotten a little bit more, I don't know, I don't want to say philosophical, but it seems like, okay, if you really watch the sport, it isn't just running up and down and hoping you can get in the back of the net. Has that been a fun part to kind of teach and the different intricacies of the game?
To me, I think that's one of the reasons it's picked up, you know, publicity and more, you know. Again, it's always been a popular sport, but now people realizing that, yeah, it's not just, we're not just kicking the ball. You know, the understanding the
that's kickball.
That's
absolutely. Sport, that's all you do.
Yeah, and, you know, as coaches so often, it's, yeah, let's settle down. Let's take possession. Let's play into our system. But it truly is a game of chess on the field, on the pitch. And but that's the beautiful part. And to see parents, to see communities, mm-hmm, that are involved with the sport, as they begin to understand that there's so much more to the game, and I think that's one of the draws as well.
If you've got 9 goals in 2 games, I'm saying this team likes to attack and put pressure on the defense. Am I wrong?
We like to attack, yeah, and we like to attack at all lines and levels, such as, you know, again, you know, it's the forwards, it's the midfield, it's also that back line that's supporting. All lines of the game have to support one another, and that's how the true attack happens. You know, if you got one group staying back or another pushing up alone, this game's meant to be played as a compact unit as well. So,
and I think, if my numbers are right, of the 9 goals, you've had 5 different folks score.
Yeah.
So it's again, maybe not being able to, I'm sure you have some standout players, but when you have that many have already gotten it to the back of the net, that's going to bring a lot of confidence.
Yeah, yeah, and I think, you know, as our fans come out and see, it's, you know, there's 11 girls on the pitch at a time, but we've got depth, we've got a variety of you know, players that are able to not just score, and it's not just about the scoring, but
right.
It's about supporting in those areas. So yeah, for sure.
And when you are aggressive, is that trying to take ownership of how the game is played? Because I think defensively, when we watch some games, it's like, okay, you're waiting for a mistake. Offensively, you're probably saying, hey, we are going to make mistakes. There's going to be some bad passes. There's going to be a couple of offsides, which I still say get rid of all of offsides. I if the defense lets you get behind them, that's on them. But I digress.
Sure.
That's for another program. But is that really, you do try to control the tempo as much as you can?
Absolutely. Try to control it. You know, sometimes we say it's organized chaos.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're trying to create chaos up top. We're trying to create, you know, the game's simply about movement and spacing, but the other component to that is pressure. So where we can apply pressure, where we could create a sense of balance on the field or imbalance for the other team, that's our strength.
A couple more questions before I let you go, Coach. You've got Licking Valley coming up Wednesday. That'll be your next match. Obviously an LCL tilt. You always want to win those, but still this early in the season, is it still a learning process? Yeah, you want to win them all, but you're trying to learn a little bit more about the team each and every match?
Absolutely, yeah. The game's the greatest teacher. So we're learning, you know, every game. We're also learning trust.
True.
Amongst one another.
True.
As a coach, that's what coaching's about, is who can I trust in different scenarios, and the players are learning who they can trust amongst one another, and again, different scenarios, whether that be on the attack or the defensive side or just in simply possession. So, yeah, that's all part of it.
And I'm going to ask the girls this. They may give you a different answer. Who knows? I think conditioning is such a huge part of soccer. I mean, you are running a lot, quite
sure.
A bit, and you have to maybe pick your opportunities when you really go for it. So how do you balance that during a week of practice, and you've got a couple of games? I mean, you want them as fresh as possible, but they
yeah.
also have to be in the best condition. So
absolutely, yeah.
How do you handle that?
Well, and you know, I think, you know, as far as a United States stance, I think that's where we lost a lot of our soccer people growing up, like decades ago.
Mm-hmm.
Soccer was, hey, show up to practice and you run for 25 minutes and then you practice for another hour. We've come a long way. So we make sure in our trainings that we are high-paced, but we're with the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Things are, you know, we very rarely just run for the sake of running or fitness itself, but we design our schemes, we design our drills, our routines around very high-paced, intense physical training as well, which then lends itself to playing at a high pace when we go.
So is it more about the and I said two questions, but
yeah,
your answer
yeah.
made me like just understanding the basics of how important it is to be at a spot to get a pass or to block out a defender as best you can so they don't have a great angle at a corner kick. Is that more of the focus in practice?
Yeah. One of the things that we talk about is we train with intention
okay.
so that we can play with freedom. And what I mean by that is, like, you know, we definitely have a system that we understand, a base. But then from there, you know, we fully expect for them to play creatively and play and to fill those spaces as they see fit as well. And I think that's where you require more responsibility from your players. But as they begin to learn and trust each other, then there's, again, more freedom that comes with the game.
Absolutely. Well, you're off to a great start. Like
Thank
we
you.
Said, 2-0. Congratulations on that. Good luck against Licking Valley on Wednesday, and all the best to you, Coach.
All right, it's a pleasure. Thanks for having us tonight.
All right, so we got to the coach. Now let's talk to the real players after this timeout. We'll get the insight on Coach and what they really think of him, but we'll do that next. We'll bring on some Lady Soccer Vikings. That's coming up next here on the Licking County Locker Room, live from Ship Brothers on Kate 98.7.
The Concrete Cowboys at Wilson Concrete and Excavating are out on the trails, keeping local driveways and foundations pristine and durable. Residential, commercial, concrete, gravel, excavating. The Concrete Cowboys ride to the rescue. And now, we've got storage units available for any cowboys or cowgirls who need some extra space in a great location at an unbelievable price. Get more info and a free estimate online at WilsonConcreteExcavating.com.
Do you come home to find your trash thrown all over the ground, driveway, or yard? Or are you just tired of paying too much just to get rid of your trash? Call Shackelford's Disposal today, offering a weekly residential trash service at honest and fair pricing. Shackelford's also offers commercial and dumpster services for your weekend and construction projects. So call Shackelford's Disposal at 740-366-0001, where you get the real deal.
At Licking Memorial Health Systems, our mission is to improve the health of the community. Our facilities utilize state-of-the-art technology that surpasses the standard for community hospitals to provide excellent health care for Licking County residents. Our healthcare technology features surgical robotics, advanced patient monitoring systems, cutting-edge imaging, and more to enhance patient outcomes, recovery, and safety.
Reel in the savings at Rent to Own all month long. Rent any mattress and add a beautiful bedroom set for just $10 per week. Need a new sectional, lawn repair, gaming PC, iPhone? We've got all the hottest products waiting for you. Just $25 for your first 2 weeks. Head back to school with a new MacBook Neo for just $25 a week. And while you're here, grab a free Rent to Own fishing hat or bobber while supplies last. No purchase necessary. Shop in store or online at r2o.com.
If you've got to stop what you're doing and go into town to get a part or a bolt or a tool or some feed, it's pretty important. At Utica Feed and Hardware, it's important to us that we have what you need so you can get back to work. Need a special feed blend, a custom key, paint to match the living room? We have it, and the expertise to help you with whatever you're working on. Utica Feed and Hardware, Church Street, Utica, and UticaFeed.com.
Dutch's Convenience Stores, your one stop for food made fresh daily. The coldest drinks, freshly brewed coffee, and all the snacks you crave. Plus, join Crown Card Rewards and save 10 cents per gallon of gas. Then earn rewards every time you fuel up or shop at any Dutch's location. To join or learn more, visit any Dutch's location or mydutch's.com. Dutch's, your locally owned and operated hometown convenience store.
Hi, this is Adam Reed with the Licking County Veterans Service Commission. Did you serve in the U.S. military? If so, please contact our office. We can provide information and assist you with filing for local, state, and federal veterans benefits, including compensation, non-service-related disability pensions, surviving spouse benefits, health care enrollment, education, emergency financial assistance, and much more. Call 740-670-5430 to schedule an appointment. We are located at 935 Buckeye Avenue in Newark.
The difference between a big box store and a local family-owned flooring store. Big box stores have employees running through a revolving door. We keep them. I'm Charlie from Church Street Floor Covering. Our family has been in flooring for 65 years with the fourth generation in the crib and 125 years of combined experience behind the desk. It's why our customers voted us best flooring store and best flooring installation 2 years in a row. Local, family-owned, flooring done right. Church Street Floor Covering. Same place, same family. And don't forget to tell them Charlie sent you.
Now, back to the Licking County Locker Room Show on Kate 98.7, live at Ship Brothers Brewing, brought to you by Wilson Concrete, Licking Memorial Health Systems, and Lepi and Associates.
And we are back on this Monday evening. We continue our conversation with Northridge Girls Soccer. Happy to be joined by three outstanding players on this squad: Ella Bird, Summer Strout, and Molette. Did I say it right? All right, Molette Neville joining us. Girls, thank you so much. Appreciate your time. 2-0 start. Whoever wants to answer this first question, how you feel things have gotten off to this season?
Honestly, I think that as a team, we have done an outstanding job. I think there's so much confidence on our team, and as Coach says, so much heart. I truly believe that we all see eye to eye on everything we do and have a really just firm foundation on our connections together. And, I mean, as my teammates can agree, we are a team mostly of sisters. I have a sister. Nolette has two sisters. Ella has two sisters. So we are all very, very connected. So I think so far everything's been great.
You guys agree with that?
I completely agree. I think just the relationships that we've built along the way, everybody's known each other for such a very long time, even though we haven't been on the high school team together all, like, this entire season or seasons past. But we've all played together at some point, so I feel like everybody just knows each other and knows how we all think.
Yeah, I feel like our rhythm has gotten down to like a T, and we've improved so much this year, especially with all of our upcoming freshmen. Even though none of us have played with them in the high school level, we've all like connected so well and are able to pass the ball and score and just connect with each other on a much deeper level, which I think helps us on the field and off.
You all three are seniors, so it's the last go around. You already are excited about that. You had a great season last year with 11 victories, and all of a sudden here comes a new guy. I mean, you're somewhat familiar with him, but he takes over as a head coach your senior year. What were your thoughts about that kind of going into this? And it does, I think, add more responsibility to the senior class going, okay, it's up to us to be the leaders on this group. So how did it all work out?
I mean, I totally was a little bit nervous, I will admit. I think all of us were a little bit. But honestly, I just looked at it as a new opportunity to build new foundations and relationships with people that maybe we haven't spoken to or talked to or got to know so much over the years. And I feel like it's turned out really well.
I think it was good for our team. Mm-hmm. I think that it provided the ability for everyone to step up and become a leader, because what everyone was comfortable with and used to, that had to change. So everybody kind of took in the position to be like, okay, this is new. We're doing something new. Let's make the best of it. Let's change this. Let's grow on this. So I think that having a new coach, new chance of leadership, that was just really great for our team.
Yeah, I feel like even though it's new for everybody, and I know a lot of new things can be scary, I think it's a good way to start something like even better than what we've had in the past. And I made so many memories with the girls and the coaches that I've had in the past, but it's always good to have something new so then you can grow from that in a different way. And there's new perspectives and different ways that people see, like, how to play the sport. And I think getting a new perspective from a new coach and new players is always good for the team.
So the program is 5 years old. When all three of you started to play soccer, there was no high school sport. So to each of you, why did you get into it? What made you drive towards soccer? And what has made you want to continue to play it? Whoever wants to go first.
Well, I feel like my teammates can probably agree, but as a middle school girl, you definitely want to get into whatever is aggressive. I feel like soccer was just always appealing. You know, you can get out there, get all your feelings out on the field. I mean, it's fun. A team is a team. You find friendship through that. Mm-hmm. I think that coming into high school or going into middle school, finding a team is definitely the biggest goal because you find friends through that. So I think that Northridge has a very appealing soccer team because everyone is so close on that team. So I think that seeing that and just thinking, hey, I need friends. I think that soccer is a pretty good place to find that.
Okay.
I'd say all of us have been playing for such a long time that it's kind of just been a part of our lives. And the, like, I guess the friendships and everything, like Summer said, it's just we've known each other, so we've always wanted to play together. And I just think that a lot of it is because, well, when I was younger, I would always see, like, the older girls practice on the field, and I would be like, I'm so excited to be able to get to play with them. And I did last year. It was a wonderful group of girls. They all graduated, and now it's finally all of our turn to be that for the younger girls, and I'm just excited. And that's another reason we've all pretty much kept going is because we want to be the role models for the girls that are now looking up to us.
I feel like it's really just building the culture. I love just how close and like close-knit our relationships are, and everybody's just doing really well and engaging really well with each other, and it's awesome.
This might be the toughest question I'm going to ask, because you guys have talked about tight-knit, and I've seen that through different sports and stuff I've covered at Northridge. It does seem like a tight-knit group and a family atmosphere. Social media has impacted so much of that. Why has it not impacted either you guys, your friends, and things like that? I mean, everybody's on it, but it doesn't seem to. I'm hearing the same thing I hear from Northridge kids 3 years ago, 4 years ago. So what makes it special?
Yeah, I feel like we just, our school is such a small school that everybody already knows each other. So if there is drama or anything, it gets passed pretty quickly, and then it's just done. So everybody gets over things pretty easily because there's not many people to talk about it in the first place.
I think that everyone's a family at Northridge, and I'm not originally from Northridge. I'm a military child, so I moved here starting my freshman year. And out of all the places I've ever lived, Northridge is honestly like such a special place. Everybody makes it feel like home. Everybody's welcoming, and everybody is very passionate about what they believe in. Everybody loves each other, and I feel like as a school, there's such a firm foundation on Jesus, and that helps with connecting a lot of people, and it's just really awesome. There's a lot of love in the school, so I think that social media, you just get past that, because that's not important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, since we've all been with each other for so long, we know how people act, and we know how, like, things can get passed around, but it can all, like, change, because we'll talk to each other, we'll work through things, we'll figure a solution out, and then we can overcome it.
All right, so since she brought it up, I wasn't going to bring it up. Well, I was, but, you know, everyone thinks, not everyone, but a lot of people assume soccer is finesse. We know it is physical. We know it can get extremely physical out there. Is that a part you guys like? Is it a part you had to, I don't want to say necessarily learn, because you were ready to go, it sounds like, as soon as the school bell rang, all right, let's go out, kick some balls, and knock some people around and do what we need to do. But I think a lot of people are surprised at how physical it is. So how do you guys either adjust or relish that?
No, yeah, I absolutely love it.
Yeah.
Being a defender is probably one of my favorite, like, places and positions to play on the field. I feel like it definitely hurts. You get battered and bruised a little bit, but it's fun to give it back and elbow some people and get injured sometimes, but it's worth it. It's so fun.
It is. It's just like the feeling of competing, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I think that, of course, we're not trying to be out there to hurt people, but I mean, we're trying to be out there to win, and sometimes you gotta get scrappy to win. So, I don't know. I think it's fun.
Yeah. I feel like, especially when you're like in the game, you're in the moment, some girl might irritate you a little bit, and you're definitely, that's like your motivation to try harder, to work at something you want, because you're trying to prove to yourself that you want it more than they do, and sometimes that can get physical. And like Summer said, we're just, I feel like overall, a very scrappy group of girls.
Yeah.
And when we want the ball, we will do what we can to try and get it.
And you brought up, we see that at a lot at the professional level, of provoking, of acting, of trying to get calls and stuff. I don't think it's as prominent, you know, at the high school level, but there are some kids that know how to do it. Do you get frustrated with either them or the, and I don't want, we're not here to bash the officials, but I guess you kind of learn early how it's going to be called, and maybe you have to adjust your physical play to that?
No, 100%. On Saturday, there was actually a girl on the other team kept putting her hand up. And, oh, handball, handball. And that definitely irks us all a little bit, I think, even the refs. And I really just appreciate the refs for all they do, because it's a lot to deal with.
A lot of
the
patience.
Parents. And yes, I commend them immensely for that.
Yeah, I think as a team, we definitely have to level up or level down to what we're playing with, because sometimes it does get very performative, and you're kind of like, okay, well, I mean, let's just play ball.
What have you liked most about this team through two games? What has either surprised you or pleasantly impressed you with either how the three of you have played, how the team's played overall? What have you liked so far in two games?
With the team, honestly, the energy. The energy is like, it's so thrilling. It's so exciting. It makes you just kind of like wake up. You're like, I have a game today. Like, I'm so excited. And I think that definitely comes from coach. That comes from our seniors. I think that we just have so much heart, and it's just so exciting to be out there on our home field under the lights. The people watching, of course. It's just there's so much exciting things about this team, and I think the first two games were just like a preview to that, and I'm just so excited for Wednesday, which is our next game.
That's right, against Valley.
No, we totally feed off of each other's energy. I feel like it's so addicting and contagious, and I just love that.
And we've been working since, like, the start of summer, so we've had time to figure out what works with each other, how to, I guess, get to know each other more, and that is just, I think, pushing us to be the best that we can. It's just all of our hard work and dedication that we put in together.
So when you mention hard work, practicing hard, when you want that little reward that you think you've earned, your favorite cheat food, what is that?
Mine's definitely going to be ice cream. I love chocolate ice cream, chocolate everything.
Chocolate everything.
Yeah, all right. I just love ice cream in general. So any ice cream, put it in a mug with some milk and maybe some cereal on top. And go away at that.
I'm going to have to go with some fried pickles. I mean, like, probably from Troyer's. I have to practice. I hope Coach doesn't hear, but I definitely run to Troyer's and grab myself some fried pickles.
Okay.
Yeah, I know.
And you're not going with a flavor. Any ice cream, you're good.
Love everything. I know it's a big... I know a lot of people don't like mint chocolate chip, but I love mint chocolate chip, so...
There's nothing wrong with
that.
There's nothing wrong with that. All right, last question. Here comes the ultimate pressure. What have you liked the most about Coach? What... You talked about some different things and the things he's brought. So if it's one thing he's brought that you've really liked or his demeanor, what do you like that he's brought to the table?
I like that he doesn't he always thinks highly of us, and he knows our potential, and so he doesn't let us like fall behind on it when we could be doing so much better, and he pushes us to really succeed because he knows that we can. And I think that motivates all of us to do better, and it makes us all want to work harder. So,
I just love how he doesn't push us past our limits. He knows how to push us right to the right amount to get us motivated and keep us going. And if somebody's injured or something, he doesn't take it lightly, and he checks up on us. He's definitely for the community, and I really love that about him.
I would say his passion, his patience, and his positivity. That's like really cliche, but I truly believe that all those three things are what he's here for. He's driven for that. I think he really sees the potential in this team, and I think that he's going to do whatever it takes to really help us and get us where we need to go for us. Not for him, but for us.
Mm-hmm. Well, those were three great answers. That should get you out of some running at some point this week, I would hope. Ladies, we appreciate it. Again, congratulations on a 2-0 start. Good
Thank
luck Wednesday against Licking Valley, and all the best rest of the season.
Thank you for having us.
All right, we'll come back and talk some Viking football. That's next as the Licking County Locker Room rolls on live from Ship Brothers on Kate 98.7.
This is the Licking County Locker Room Show on WCLT, W254-CT Newark, Kate 98.7.
Everyone says it's the journey that matters. Not so at Ship Brothers Brewing. Ship Brothers is a destination in the heart of downtown Newark that is so spectacular, there's nothing like it anywhere. Come aboard to experience incredible appetizers, outstanding burgers and sandwiches, and the one-of-a-kind beer wall. What? That's right. Don't wait on a bartender anymore. Head to the beer wall and design your own tasting flight. Ship Brothers Brewing, a one-of-a-kind sensory destination.
Licking Memorial Health System's mission to improve the health of the community extends above and beyond providing quality healthcare services to Licking County residents. We value service and philanthropy and support local organizations that uplift and strengthen the entire community. LMHS is committed to supporting community benefits in arts and culture, housing and economic improvement, youth activities, social service organizations, higher education, and community service.
For safe and reliable collision repairs, depend on family-run, veteran-owned Newark and Zanesville Auto Body. Your car deserves nothing less than iCar Gold Class certified repairs. We'll make your car like new again. Get your free estimate started today by calling 740-899-4111. That's 740-899-4111.
Do you come home to find your trash thrown all over the ground, driveway, or yard? Or are you just tired of paying too much just to get rid of your trash? Call Shackelford's Disposal today, offering a weekly residential trash service at honest and fair pricing. Shackelford's also offers commercial and dumpster services for your weekend and construction projects. So call Shackelford's Disposal at 740-366-0001, where you get the real deal.
Carpenter's Market in Somerset is your place to go to stock up on all your meat, deli, and dairy items that you need. They're open 7 days a week and have the best selection of local produce and local beef. While you're in the store, be sure to check out their weekly specials. You'll save real money on their discounted meat boxes. They're the ideal place to stock up for the colder weather to come. Look for Carpenter's Market on Facebook and at 103 South Columbus Street in Somerset.
Come see us for the 2026 Factory Authorized Clearance Sales Event. This is Jeff from the Toy Store in Thornville. We have savings of up to $4,000 on select Polaris side-by-sides, $1,500 savings on select Polaris Sportsman models, and two-year warranty on select full-size Ranger models. Financing specials as low as 0% for qualified buyers on select Polaris models. Now's the time to ride. So come visit us at the Toy Store or at PolarisTheToyStore.com. Family-owned and operated for over 20 years. We'll see you on the trails.
At Mount Perry Propane, it's all about team. Mount Perry Propane wishes all the sports teams in the area the best of luck this season. Make Mount Perry Propane a part of your team as their experienced crew brings propane to your home or business. Their service is always safe, dependable, and prompt. Serving Licking, Perry, Muskingum, Fairfield, and part of Coshocton County. Trust Mount Perry Propane. Call 740-787-1145.
Turn your trash into a win with Win Waste Innovations. With Win Waste Innovations as your trash and recycling provider, your garbage will be handled locally, reliably, and sustainably at every step. Our team in Heath delivers custom waste solutions for homes and businesses across Central Ohio, all backed by 7-day-a-week customer service. Visit win-waste.com.
Performance for the planet. Win Waste Innovations.
Now back to the Licking County Locker Room Show on K98.7, live at Ship Brothers Brewing, powered by Lepi and Associates, Wilson Concrete, and Licking Memorial Health Systems.
All right, we go from one football sport to another football sport. See how I did that? You like that? Come on. We welcome in Northridge Vikings football. A couple of players joining us. We'll introduce them in just a second. Want to welcome in first-year head coach, Coach Dave Everson. Coach, thank you so much for your time. I guess my first question, you've been around the block a little bit, Coach, not to put an age on you, but and you've had a lot of head coaching stints. What drove you to want to be the head coach of the Vikings this year?
Well, last year I served as the defensive coordinator for Coach Calhoun, who was a friend of mine, and it was a wonderful opportunity to come to Northridge, and I just the thing that impressed me the most was our kids. They work really hard. They just had an opportunity to build some relationships, and when the opportunity presented itself, obviously I threw my name in the process, and very blessed to be the, you know, their head coach. I love our senior class. I love the potential to, you know, build a strong program, and I'm super excited about that. It's kind of a kind of a dual process for me, focusing really hard, obviously, on this year to provide the seniors the best year we can put together, but also building the program. And super excited. Tomorrow night we'll have our 7th grade and 8th grade junior high teams playing separately. So that's kind of a big deal because we haven't had that for several years.
Yeah.
So the numbers, you know, we're trying to build the numbers and build the excitement around Northridge football.
And Coach Calhoun, when I talked to him, did mention that, like, you got to start at ground zero and start building up the want, I think, for some of these kids to want to get into it at such an early age. So you've been able to see that and develop that. How do you kind of keep that momentum going? Now, I'm not stupid. Wins always help that and things like that. But for such a small community that's so tight, how do you kind of keep that growth wanting to go?
Well, you know, I think that you just establish – you know, a role for everybody. We talk about everybody being all in, and obviously that's all of our players, but it's, you know, it's our boosters, it's our community, it's our alumni. We try to reach out to our alumni. It's you know, it's the Viking Nation, it's the community, and we're trying to establish a brotherhood culture. And it starts with, you know, our senior class. They're kind of building the foundation. I'm trying to build upon some of the values that Coach Calhoun brought to the program, and we're trying to create some consistency because that's exactly what these kids need, and try to, you know, provide a brand of football that they can be excited about, and just teach them how to compete. And, you know, I like where we're at. Certainly, it's been a process. Anytime you have a new head coach come in, there's always changes, and it's the hardest on the senior class. But they've just done an amazing job working hard, buying in, and understanding the process.
So last week, home opener against East Knox, a final score of 19-14, had an opportunity at the end to potentially get the victory. And you learn a lot, I think, from week one, whether it be a win or a loss, and to know you're one score away and you had five turnovers, things you can control most times. Again, I know you wanted a victory, but you kind of came out of it, I would think, Coach, saying, okay, we got something here. If we play our football, we're going to be all right.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, everything, as you said, were the mistakes that we made, and there were plenty, and there always is week one.
Yep.
Especially on offense, because sometimes they're behind in timing and things of that nature. But, you know, it's all correctable, and it's all about attitude. It's all about sticking together and working a little harder and focusing in on, you know, correcting the mistakes. But it's also about building trust, right? I know Coach Householder talked about that as a new head coach. You see yourself and kids in situations that you haven't seen, quite honestly. I mean, you have two scrimmages, but, you know, to be in the pressure of a game on a Friday night and to see a young quarterback, for example, step up and play as well as he did, mm-hmm. and have a couple of kids that scored their first touchdowns of their career. So, you know, it's exciting, and there's a lot to build on. There really is a lot of positives from a loss. It hurt, but the fact that it hurt tells me that these kids are bought in and they want it real bad, and that's where it starts.
Let's bring in a couple of your seniors, guys that I know you're going to rely on as the season progresses. Bryce Beaver, Colton Eisler, guys, thank you so much for joining us. And you heard Coach talk about that, saying, hey, we're growing, we're learning, we're getting used to each other. What have you seen that makes you feel confident this is going to be a solid year for Northridge?
Just a group that is overall more, we're less separated and more together. I don't like to say, you know, that we weren't last year, but just going to say we are a lot more this year,
yeah,
with the group of guys that we have. So.
And that's growth maturing, too,
correct.
Don't you think? Yeah.
Yes.
Colton?
Yeah, everyone's bought in. We really are a family here more than ever. Everyone's all connected, and we all rely on one another instead of being our separate selves.
And you guys have been a part of the growth of this program and getting to play. You want to win every game. We talked about that. But you guys are competitive in every game. It's been a battle. You're going to make people work if they want to defeat you guys. So what have you liked about how being in this program and where it is from maybe when you started freshmen and sophomores to where you are now as seniors?
It gets progressively harder every year.
True.
In the summer, and compared to what it was freshman year when I thought people were... We have a lot more tolerance to the training that we're going through, and I feel like that just shows how bought in we are, because I feel like if we put the group that we had my freshman year through what we did this year, a lot of them would have bought out. And I think right now all of our guys are still all in, is our saying. So,
yeah, to add on to that, a couple of years ago we were learning how to win, how to compete, how to be a good functioning team. I think now we've reached the point where we know what we can do, we know how to win, we just need to execute and get it done.
And you guys play for each other, you play for your teammates, you play for the community. Within Northridge, you're also playing for those 8, 9, 10-year-olds that are watching you along the fence, that are dreaming that, hey, I'm going to be on this field one day. And I know you don't think of that at the moment of the game, but, you know, when you do see them, and do you look at that as additional responsibility? Like, I'm playing for two or three more generations down the road.
Oh, absolutely. I was one of those kids, like, 7 years ago, watching the games on the old field and just wanting it to be me.
I have ran into kids that I don't even know out in public that are below us. I mean, I've seen their faces from youth groups and stuff, but I don't know the family or anything, and they know my name and know what position I play, and to me that's kind of incredible, and it shows that they look up to me. I distinctly remember running into some of them at a pool.
Yeah,
this
yep.
summer.
You're kind of the big man on campus a little bit, and that's for sure. And you mentioned the old field, and we're doing your game Friday night, and I just love your new field. The stadium is amazing. It's a fun place to play, and I know the community has been truly behind that. I mean, Coach, I was there when it was actually dedicated, and just you saw a lot of pride.
Yeah.
You really
yeah.
did, because it's been a long time coming, and here it is.
There is a lot of pride, and you just feel it, and it's just – you know, again, after a loss Friday night, but just the very first home game, and I can't wait to get back to the stadium again and do this all again on Friday night. And this beautiful facility did an amazing job, and we're blessed to really have such a fine facility.
And I know he doesn't want the praise, but Kevin Jarrett is a lot responsible for that. He's a good man, and I know he was beaming when it was ready to go, and he should take a lot of pride in that. So we'll mention every once in a while, Kev, just a couple times. What drove both of you to football? What did you like about it? And then as it became more of a grind, why did you decide to stay with it?
I played it probably, I think I started in third grade, and I played three sports, football, baseball, and basketball, and it was just another one to me until probably eighth grade year when I hit a growth spurt
mm-hmm.
and was bigger than everyone and felt like I was then pretty good. Got to high school. There's a big difference between high school football and middle school football in terms of the game in general, and I started to enjoy it more just because it's more competitive, and there's a lot more of like the chess aspect going on where pieces move, and I started to really enjoy that. And then last year I got injured, tore my ACL, and missing it made me realize how much I actually cared mm-hmm. about the game itself, and honestly has caused me to buy in even more to the program. So,
well, when you bring up chess, so are you one of those guys that enjoys watching film and learning what you can from that?
I watch a good amount of film, yes, I do.
Okay.
I've already watched the entire Highland game, Frederick Talon, I think twice, so.
It's Monday. Okay, all right.
Yeah, I had time when I got home.
Okay, fair enough. How about you?
I'm actually very different. I didn't start playing football till my sophomore year of high school.
Oh, okay.
And I really bought into it just because of the atmosphere and just how the game's played. I've been watching it ever since I was little. I've been going to Ohio State games and watching all the great wide receivers and like Jeremiah Smith throwing out tape. And I really loved it from the start, and I always wanted to play. I just needed that push to really get out and get going. And as soon as I did, I just fell in love with it immediately and just always wanted to work harder, get better, and improve.
So can I ask what the push was?
It was definitely the coach.
Okay.
Coming in the school and recruiting me pretty much.
There you go. There you go. Okay. Two completely different stories, and yes. I think that's what football has evolved into. Is some come a little late, some have been around, but I think people find those stories fascinating.
Yeah, I mean, football, that's what I love about it the most. It's just we're obviously similar in some aspects, but there's so many different kids with different, every kid has a story, every kid brings a story to the program, and that's the beauty of the game, is meshing 41 kids together towards one goal each and every Friday night. And when you take the field, I mean, you don't think about your individual issues, problems, or whatever the situation may be. It's collectively, what are we going to do together as a team? And that's the beauty of it. And it's why my passion to coach and to lead is about.
Couple more questions before we let you go. And again, appreciate your time on this Monday. When you have a roster that is not as deep as you would like it to be, injuries are always an issue, and you've had to deal with those. So do you change things up in practice leading up to the game as best you can?
Absolutely. I mean, we have to be, you have to make sure you're leaving no stone unturned. And so that may include just managing, practicing smarter, more efficiently, yet at the same time, putting them through the rigor so they're prepared. A certain amount of conditioning has to get done. A certain amount of tackling has to be done in practice, but it doesn't necessarily have to be necessarily live all the time. There's ways to do it within drills and control the amount of contact. We wear the guardian caps, as most programs do, just as a preventive. I mean, nothing prevents, football's a collision sport. But, to do everything we can to make sure we're not getting kids hurt in practice, and building depth through development, through player development, and that's extremely important.
Fredericktown, Friday night, they had a great season last year, went 8-3, very good football team. I believe they go double wing tight on, and so we're going old school here a little bit.
Yeah.
You don't see a lot of that. Maybe that's why you continue to watch film. I know it's more about you at this point than it is the opponent, but that's going to be a good measuring stick Friday night.
Oh, no doubt about it. I mean, they're a physical football team. They're well coached. Like you said, they had a lot of success last year, so they're a confident bunch. They didn't have the performance they would have wanted, I'm sure, against Highland, so we're in a similar situation there. But they're very methodical in what they do, and they eat up the clock, and we're going to have to really do a great job of making sure that we're on our game, we're focused, not making some of the mistakes. Certainly can't afford to turn the ball over, and we got to take advantage of some big play opportunities when they present themselves, and just kind of fight. But it's going to no doubt be a four-quarter rock fight.
Well, and I guess that was my, again, like for Coach Householder, I always come up with an additional question. Premiums are always important when you have possession. Every possession matters, but you're probably not going to have as many if they are a little bit successful on the ground. So is it, again, you just got to watch what you're doing and maybe see who blinks first?
Absolutely. We have to be very efficient with how we approach this. And, we respect all. We fear no one. And, and that's kind of what we talk about. But it'll be a big challenge for us. But I know our kids are ready, and they can't wait to get back out on the field Friday night.
We're looking forward to broadcasting it. Guys, thanks for your time so much. Best of luck Friday.
Thank you for having us.
We'll wrap up this edition of the Licking County Locker Room next, live from Ship Brothers on Kate 98.7.
The Concrete Cowboys at Wilson Concrete and Excavating are out on the trails, keeping local driveways and foundations pristine and durable. Residential, commercial, concrete, gravel, excavating. The Concrete Cowboys ride to the rescue. And now, we've got storage units available for any cowboys or cowgirls who need some extra space in a great location at an unbelievable price. Get more info and a free estimate online at WilsonConcreteExcavating.com.
Configuring the Bluetooth. Deciding who controls the music. Remembering where you parked. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your vehicle doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like remembering if you're on the third or fourth level of the parking garage. That's simple human sense.
Visit Hummel's Newark office right off the downtown square or online at hummelgrp.com.
Everyone says it's the journey that matters. Not so at Ship Brothers Brewing. Ship Brothers is a destination in the heart of downtown Newark that is so spectacular, there's nothing like it anywhere. Come aboard to experience incredible appetizers, outstanding burgers and sandwiches, and the one-of-a-kind beer wall. What? That's right. Don't wait on a bartender anymore. Head to the beer wall and design your own tasting flight. Ship Brothers Brewing, a one-of-a-kind sensory destination.
For safe and reliable collision repairs, depend on family-run, veteran-owned Newark and Zanesville Auto Body. Your car deserves nothing less than iCar Gold Class certified repairs. We'll make your car like new again. Get your free estimate started today by calling 740-899-4111. That's 740-899-4111.
Come see us for the 2026 Factory Authorized Clearance Sales Event.
This is Jeff from the Toy Store in Thornville.
We have savings of up to $4,000 on select Polaris side-by-sides, $1,500 savings on select Polaris Sportsman models, and two-year warranty on select full-size Ranger models. Financing specials as low as 0% for qualified buyers on select Polaris models. Now's the time to ride. So come visit us at the Toy Store or at PolarisTheToyStore.com. Family owned and operated for over 20 years. We'll see you on the trails.
Carpenter's Market in Somerset is your place to go to stock up on all your meat, deli, and dairy items that you need. They're open 7 days a week and have the best selection of local produce and local beef. While you're in the store, be sure to check out their weekly specials. You'll save real money on their discounted meat boxes. They're the ideal place to stock up for the colder weather to come. Look for Carpenter's Market on Facebook and at 103 South Columbus Street in Somerset.
At Mount Perry Propane, it's all about team. Mount Perry Propane wishes all the sports teams in the area the best of luck this season. Make Mount Perry Propane a part of your team as their experienced crew brings propane to your home or business. Their service is always safe, dependable, and prompt. Serving Licking, Perry, Muskingum, Fairfield, and part of Coshocton County. Trust Mount Perry Propane. Call 740-787-1145.
Turn your trash into a win with Win Waste Innovations. With Win Waste Innovations as your trash and recycling provider, your garbage will be handled locally, reliably, and sustainably at every step. Our team in Heath delivers custom waste solutions for homes and businesses across Central Ohio, all backed by 7-day-a-week customer service. Visit win-waste.com.
Performance for the planet. Win Waste Innovations.
This is the Licking County Locker Room Show on KAPE 98.7. Live at Ship Brothers Brewing. Presented by Licking Memorial Health Systems, Wilson Concrete, and Lepi & Associates.
Once again, a thank you to Northridge girls soccer and boys football. We wish them the best of luck. The girls in action this Wednesday at Licking Valley for their next match, hoping to move to 3-0 on the season. And the Viking football team entertaining the Fredries of Fredericktown Friday night. We'll have it for you right here on Kate 98.7. We'll have our tailgate show getting underway on the WCLT networks starting in the 5 o'clock hour, and then right here on Kate 98.7, we'll have the pregame coverage beginning at 6:45 and the live kickoff at 7 p.m. The Vikings and Fredericktown coming up this Friday. Next Monday here on the Licking County Locker Room, live from Ship Brothers, we'll turn our sights towards the Lancers of Lakewood. We'll be talking some football and also talking to their new athletic director as well. So that is next Monday. Hopefully you can join us here in person at Ship Brothers. If you can't, you can join us right here on Kate 98.7 starting at 6:30. Well, we indoctrinated Alyssa Friday night with a little high school coverage. She was back at the station this evening doing a great job for this show, as well as CJ here on site getting us all set and ready to get us done. And we hope you've enjoyed week one of the Licking County Locker Room. That'll do it on this Monday evening. Thanks so much for joining us. I'm Brian Mays. Have a great rest of your Monday, everyone. This has been the Licking County Locker Room, live from Ship Brothers on Kate 98.7.
This has been the Licking County Locker Room on Kate 98.7. Tonight's show was brought to you by Licking Memorial Health Systems, Wilson Concrete, Lepi and Associates, and Ship Brothers Brewing. The Licking County Locker Room on Kate 98.7.